If you come to God, you want to get a result, you must first of all know that he exists, he's real. Christianity is such that you don't do anything in your strength, but you start by faith. God carries you.
Nowadays, they want to talk about this pastor. This pastor that came into Abuja barely 10 years ago and now drives around town in the blue Porsche car crested Grace 101. What sort of grace is that? I mean, this pastor that wears skinny jeans during weekdays and looks like a host on 106 and Park on BET. That pastor that lives like a celebrity and fly around the world in a customized private jet. Wait, they paused and looked towards my direction and said, "Wait, too, Sammy Sass." I replied, "Eh? I heard that you go to his church. Because I've seen your post on Facebook and Instagram, so you won't say you don't have any idea of all these things that we have discussed. So from your own point of view, tell us about your pastor." "Yes, tell us about your pastor," they said. I paused, and I felt puzzled. So I thought, do these people really want to know this pastor from my own point of view? Do these people truly understand that I was once a lost soul who lost my dad at age 9 and lost my mom at age 16? So as a teenage orphan, the devil took advantage of my ignorance for 8 years until I encountered this pastor. Then I encountered glory, because it was on the 5th of July 2015, the second day of the 7 days of glory. That was the first time I saw this pastor, and instantly I saw a picture of my future. And he said, "If this is your first time of coming to this house, I want to let you know that the Lord has directed your steps." And from that moment, that was the first time in 8 years I ever felt at home, because I saw a road. Because God used this pastor to give my life a sense of direction and put my mind in a state of excellence so I could be celebrated by my own generation. I looked at them and I wondered, do these people really know that this pastor, who now looks like a Nigerian celebrity who just got endorsed by Glow, got this vision of a kingdom empire that the world now knows when he was broke? And that was a period in his life when he was self-compelled to go for an emergency season of prayer and fasting because he mistakenly went back to school before resumption, and because at that time there was no fast source of information like the internet and telephone, so there was no way he would have known that his school resumption date had been postponed. So at that moment, he had to deprive himself from food for some few days so that he could economize the money he had to survive with till the time the school resumes. So instantly, he turned his faith, which is F-A-T-E, to his faith, which is F-A-I-T-H, and he used that faith in his life to seek God's face. And on that fateful day that the Lord had made, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was pregnant with a vision, a revelation of an assembly that is going to raise world changers, doing undeniable exploits through excellence in their generation and making worthy people to save his people from starvation, oppression, depression, and frustration, just like Mary and Elizabeth felt. This pregnancy was beyond his imagination, but because he understood by the study of the scripture that God does not leave you without a weakness. So instantly, he ran out of his house and headed straight to his friend's house in order to make him a witness of this revolution called the Commonwealth of Zion Assembly, in which today the revelation has become a manifestation. And now, his dream has become a topic for everybody to speak. I thought within myself, how can I make these people to know that in the early stage of my pastor ministry, things were so difficult that he wore one pair of trousers for close to 8 months, but they only know that for the past 8 months, my pastor has not repeated one pair of trousers because they follow him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and to go. I wondered, how could I explain to them that it was during the first Tuesday meeting after the 2017 7 Days of Glory that Pastor saw the word in my spirit, and that declaration was what directed me back to my gift of spoken word, which I had abandoned for so long, and that the Lord has used it to announce the works of my hand for the world to know? I asked myself, How would I let these people know that this new me that the world celebrates is a product of the grace and mercy in the life of this pastor? That type of grace that makes international kingdom personalities like the Benny Hinn's, Mike Murdoch, Crawford Dollar, Keon Henderson, and down to the Bill Whiston and the T.D. Jakes to become witnesses of the spirit of excellence in his life and ministry. To that point, they all become a vessel used to announce the glory of the Lord upon his life to the world and people my pastor don't even know. And the point is, my pastor is a black man like me and a proudly Nigerian. And it's not even an Oyinbo. And after I had paused for a while, I opened my mouth to speak. I smiled and I said, I celebrate my pastor, Reverend Biodun Fatu Oyinbo.
We celebrate you.
And my name is Sam Sass. Thank you.